The Soundwalk, track 1, from Stinsen to Hagatorget. The Soundwalk starts here at the end of the crosswalk across the street from the Information Bureau. Now you're heading for the town center, which is straight ahead along Karl Knutssonsgatan. Listen to the footsteps, try to follow them and keep in step. Many of the street names in Söderköping tell us about royalties who have visited the town and lived here from time to time. Karl Knutssonsgatan, the street which you now are walking along, got its name from Karl Knutsson Bonde. He was king twice during the 15th century. He lived at Fågelvik Castle, outside of Valdemarsvik, and at Bos Gård in Söderköping. His daughter, Princess Magdalena, was buried in the Franciscan church in Söderköping. Being king of Sweden during the Middle Ages was not an easy task, and Karl Knutsson Bonde is supposed to have put it something like this. When I was a master at Fågelvik, I was powerful and a rich man. But as king of Sweden, I became a poor, miserable sod. Bjelkegatan, which you pass on the way towards the square, is named after Johan Axelsson Bjelke, the father of Queen Gunilla, who was second wife of King Johan III. When they married in 1585, the king was almost 50 years old, and Gunilla barely 18. People said that she had a lover and was not too keen to marry. You are now approaching the town's largest square, Hagatorget, where there were dwelling houses and workshops during the Middle Ages. It was probably not an attractive place to live at, since the town dump was located at the left, where the grocery store now stands. We can assume that the whole town smelled bad, but this must have been the most stinking place. Here, the waste containers from all the gardens and houses were emptied. Here, at the grocery store, you can stop for a while and hear more about the dump site.
In the town dump, people have found lots of broken things that medieval man eventually had to dispose of. Pieces of keys, needles, book mounts, broken glass, and fragments of pottery. A seal stamp and countless objects such as shoes, gloves, bags, and purses have also been found here. Even more conspicuous objects, such as arrowheads and gauntlets, have found their way into the dump. An almost sensational object is a longbow, which was 144 centimeters long. It was originally even longer, but it was shortened after it broke. Who was the owner of this bow? Maybe it belonged to one of the soldiers in the town guard. The town guard consisted of approximately 20 soldiers, which was an imposingly large strength at that time.